The Youth's Instructor, September 11, 1902, Living Water. The Youth's Instructor, September 11, 1902, Living Water. In the incident of the Samaritan woman at the well is shown one of the Savior's ways of winning souls. While the woman was extolling Jacob's well, Christ was speaking to her of the water of everlasting life. He who drinks of the water of Jacob's well shall thirst again, he said. But he who drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Instead of disparaging Jacob's well, Christ presented something better. If thou knewest the gift of God, he said, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He turned the conversation to the treasure he had to bestow, which would satisfy the craving of mind and heart. He offered the woman something better than anything she possessed, even living water, the joy and hope of the gospel of his kingdom. This is an illustration of the way in which we are to work. It is of little use for us to go to pleasure lovers, theater goers, drunkards and gamblers, and scathingly rebuke them for their sins. We must offer them something better than that which they have, even the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. We must make it as plain as possible to them that the law of God is binding upon all human beings, and that this law is a transcript of the divine character, an expression of that which the Creator wishes His children to become. These poor souls are engaged in a wild chase after worldly pleasure and earthly riches. They have no knowledge of anything more desirable. But pleasure will not satisfy the soul. Show them how infinitely superior to the fleeting joys of the world is the imperishable glory of heaven. Seek to convince them of the freedom and hope and rest and peace to be found in the gospel. God's people, young and old, are to lift up Jesus, who alone can satisfy the restless craving of the heart and give repose to the mind. Wealth cannot do this. Intoxicating drink cannot do it. Worldly pleasure cannot do it. Title, rank, learning, power, all are worthless unless the name is enrolled in the Lamb's Book of Life. In the prayer which Christ offered to his Father just before the crucifixion, he said, This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Only the religion that comes from God will lead to God. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. There is in his heart a well of living water, the influence of which is felt by all with whom he associates. To the weary and heavy laden, Christ says, Come unto me, and I will give you rest. Restless, craving, exhausted heart, think of the Savior's words, Whosoever drinketh of this water that I shall give him shall never thirst. Drink from the wells of worldly pleasure, and you will thirst again. Drink of the water of life, and you will be satisfied and refreshed, for it will be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Love and light and truth and life are found in the everlasting gospel. Come, ye who labor and are heavy laden, come to the living water. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely.